It's so good to be with you tonight. In my humble opinion, on Christmas Eve, the best place to be at is the church. How many of you agree with me? Amen. Oh wow, amen. I have a right congregation here. And here's why I believe so. Because we are making a history. We are making a history right here at this time. Explain a little further. Imagine yourself, you shoot up yourself all the way to the orbit, international, you know, station, whatever they call, space station, right? And you see the Earth turning around 15 degrees every hour, counterclockwise, right? So what do you think happening in the next 24 hours between the Christmas Eve day and Christmas Day? Tonight and tomorrow, there are over 2 billion people all around the world worship and celebrate Christ's birth. By the way, I remind you, one same event. 2 billion people celebrating around the clock. In my humble opinion, that's a historical moment that you and I are part of. You know, in the past I hear some people saying that, do you know that I was at the Washington D.C. when Martin Luther King Jr. made a famous speech, I have a dream. The crowd at the time was about 250,000, they say. Or can you imagine 2 billion people celebrating together one event, Christ's birth? In my humble opinion, that's a history-making event. Now, to spare you from a 20-minute long sermon, which I did in the morning, I came up with, I would call, reflection. In other words, I'm going to share with you my personal testimony in the context of Christmas. I was born and raised in South Korea 3 years after the Korean War ended in 1956. For the first 17 years of my life, I never celebrated Christmas as I do now, as the day of Christ's birth. Come to think of it, during those 17 years, I never heard of the name Jesus. How sad. I never heard of his name. I never went to church either. Christ was not in my life. Neither was his church. Not that I didn't hear about the church, but no one in my family went to church at all. None of my friends ever invited me to believe in Jesus either. Sure, I heard about Christmas. I even liked it and celebrated it along with many people in Korea. However, to me, December 25th was just another day of fun, if you will. It was a jolly time, to be sure, to sing happy songs such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I sang a lot. Or Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. I Dream of White Christmas. Those things. I sang them all. Christmas was just a time of shopping and exchanging greeting cards and gifts and so forth, just for fun. I remember one particular Christmas Eve. That day, I received a special package from my American pen pal, beautiful girl, mind you. Don't tell my wife, though. I immediately opened the package and found a box of 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle. I was delighted. To be honest, until that time, I had never heard of jigsaw puzzles or seen it before. How excited I was that night. I could not, and I actually didn't want to wait until the next day to do it. So spending the next 8 hours straight, all night long, I finished the puzzle at dawn on Christmas Day. That was my record. Nowadays, I don't particularly like jigsaw puzzles, though. Maybe one or two pieces, that's all. But that night, whatever happened to me, I finished the whole box. Now, Christmas was like that, a fun time. But in terms of faith, church, and salvation, I was a total stranger. God was not my concern, and He was no concern to me. Christ was a stranger to me too. I was totally outside of salvation. And then something happened, and everything changed in my junior year in high school. It was the year of transformation, may I say. I started going to church by the invitation of my brother, 2 years older than I am. Still today, if I had to choose one person to whom I am most and eternally grateful, it is my brother. Not my mother, not my father, not my wife either. It is my brother. Why? Because he simply invited me one Sunday to go to church with him. Hey bro, would you like to go to church this morning? I said, sure. That blessed day in February, my new life began. On the second day of being a Christian, would you believe, I started reading the Bible. Sunday was the first day, and the Monday, I started reading the Bible. Because the Sunday school teacher challenged the kids and the class, start reading the Bible. I did. Did I understand everything in the Bible? No, not really. However, it helped me to find Christ. Rather, Christ found me. It also changed everything in my life. You see, I became a new creation in Christ. Even before I started going to church, in my inner consciousness, I was so looking into myself, and somehow I felt I was not clean. I don't know whether you ever felt that way. I used to write a poem about myself. I described myself, I am not clean inside. I was not even Christian. But in Christ, He made me a new creation. I was a sinner, but my sins were forgiven by God through Christ. I was in darkness, and I moved out of the darkness into the light. I was a slave to sin and death, but I found freedom in Christ. You know, I often think of myself, not as a preacher, but as an individual believer. To summarize my life as a believer, if I choose one word to summarize my faith in practice as a believer, which word would I choose? I would choose, without any hesitance, freedom. That's what I would choose. I found freedom in Christ. You know, I have seen some folks in the past, oh, church is full of rules and regulations. That's why I do everything possibly I can to stay away from the church. I'm sure you heard of some people like that. Let me tell you one thing. Those folks who say that have not found the real Jesus, have not found the Christ yet. Because when they found the Christ, you will find, they will find freedom, not rules and regulations. My hate turned into love, and for the first time in my life, I tasted true peace, joy, and love in Christ. I even found purpose in my life. Why am I here? Where am I going? I found the purpose in my life, folks. By the way, I realized later on, all these things that I talked about, forgiveness, light, freedom, love, peace, joy, and purpose, aren't they all, we all look for those things in our life, throughout our lives? Yes, we do. And let me tell you this, with every single ounce of my being, I can testify to you, I found them all in Christ. Therefore, today, I celebrate Christmas quite a different way. I celebrate Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. He is God's gift for me and for you too. He came to save us, God says, and I believe, save us from our sins. He gives us love, joy, and peace. He leads us out of darkness and despair into the light and hope. So tonight, folks, I'm speaking to those individuals who feel like I'm strange in the church. A lot of people feel that way. You go to church only once or twice a year, Easter and Christmas. Because to please your family, to your parents, you go with them to church. So a lot of us feel like, gee, I don't belong here. I've been there, folks. I'm speaking to those who feel they don't know Christ. I don't know him. I've been there as well. I'm speaking to those who feel outside salvation. And let me tell you one thing. You know, I was in high school. I told you that my friends in high school, before my junior year, one of my best friends, he was involved in, you know, student council in a local congregation. He and I, buddies, we were friends. But what saddened me the most later years is that the friend that I considered best friend never mentioned one thing either about church or Christ. I thought, what kind of friend is that? So I'm talking to those folks who never seriously considered Christ, what it means being a Christian, so that you would know. At least I know, I heard one person, Pastor Choi, on Christmas Eve in 2017, he was speaking to me how important it is to have Christ. And let me tell you how I found him. I sought Christ with sincere heart. And I found him. Rather, he found me. And he will do the same. He'll find you as he did me. And then he will be your eternal salvation. He will give you the hope of resurrection. Do you have hope of resurrection? When you die, are you sure you'll be in the presence of God? I do have that hope. Christ will be your joy, peace, and light, and love, and wisdom, and courage, folks. Once you have found him, you will never be the same. You will be forever happy and blessed as I am, both not only in this life, but beyond. Therefore, friends, I invite you to come and let us celebrate Christ's birth together. Let us invite him into our hearts tonight. He's waiting for you, knocking at your heart's door. What is your answer? As for me, when he knocked at my door 40-some years ago, I invited him. And he stays with me forever. And I am the happiest person in the world because of that. I hope you will be the next person. Let's bow our heads and pray. It's a mystery. God's word calls. There are some people who are so close to Jesus. They had no problem believing in him. There are some others stay in darkness and hopelessness and despair and anger and frustration. I wonder why, Lord. I wonder why. But it is very clear that it's God's intention for every single one, with no exception, to come to him. To know God and have salvation, eternal life. But there are many other things that block us, keep us from coming to you, Lord. Tonight I just humbly ask you, Lord, to remove those bottlenecks, those roadblocks entirely, so that they too come to you and start a new life. Oh, what a beautiful life. Yes, Lord, speak to us. Come into our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.